So it's flashback time on Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides, and I am tired tonight, so let me quickly try to give you a brief taste of what you're likely to hear. And I think it's a 3 to 4 hour long flashback show, all the way back to March 12th, 2017. Aside from my usual commentary, which is endless throughout, and I think somewhat illuminating, I think this is around the time of city council meetings with freedom sleepers right outside, the demonstrators who were going into their 87th week of, actually I think it was their 88th week. They had done 87 freedom sleepouts beforehand on the sidewalks in front of the city council offices. And this was continuing one of their Tuesday events. However, there's also discussion about the California Cannabis Alliance advocates and C4 committeeman by this man, Pat Malo, on the cultivation ordinance being considered by the county, which many of us consider too severe and too restrictive. You're also going to get a lot of, well, some continuing conversation about the fallout from Officer Bailey's killing of Sean Arlt, the guy for wielding a metal rake. Quite a controversy. One of the basic issues that I had, I guess, with it, as I don't clearly recall, but I am reminded by the dialogue on this particular series of audios, is the failure of the DA's office to release, or the police department and the DA's office, to release witness reports and the DA's report. This discussion of the new move-along law limiting your stay on Pacific Avenue to an hour within a certain specified areas, disked areas that were kind of quadrilaterals at the point of each of the squares, the edges or the angles of the square, there was a small disk kind of imbued into the sidewalk. You'll hear some controversy from some of the freedom sleepers, some folks who didn't like me and me saying that's okay, not everybody has to like me. Discussion of the forbidden fence decorated at the post office, which post office authorities had set up a, it's not clear whether it was post office or city authorities in my memory, but maybe on the scene reports will clarify that. There was a fence set up, it's still there, between the post office building, the main building downtown, and the sidewalk, mainly because people had moved from the homeless people with the shutting down of the armory, which I think had either happened just, it was either just coming up or was about, it was about to happen or it had already happened. That was the walk-in winter shelter that was then provided, whereas now there is no walk-in winter shelter for homeless folks. If you aren't getting into the programs, the somewhat illusory program that you're bound for some kind of housing, whether it's with funding matters or housing matters, as the Coral Street joint calls itself, or people someday, as I call people first up on the hill, where there's an armory and parking lots for a few vehicles, but not enough for enough people, and far too much money being spent with far too much freedom being allowed the people who are in these shelters, with the only alternative being harassment by police outside the shelters or the threat of that harassment. And I'll be reviewing the there's a review of the sanctuary ordinance. I review the, well, the city council reviewed it, and I reviewed their review. And then there's an unfortunately rather hard-to-hear section with interviews or speeches from International Women's Day March. I think some interviews as well. But it was hard for me to hear. But I have problems with my equipment, and I'm hoping you, with better equipment listening to this, can actually make out more clearly the dialogue. And that's about all she wrote for the flashback to March 12th, 2017. I will now retire with my hoarsening throat to the stable where I will have my oats and barley and some water and try to bed down for the night. Enjoy. If you have questions, give me a call, 423-4833.